Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger. And today I have the special privilege of interviewing Ariana Bartosz. And she is the newly crowned IFBB Pro from NPC Nationals. She is the overall winner of NPC Nationals. And I am just thrilled to have her here today to share some knowledge about her journey to the stage and how she is now amongst the ranks of IFBB Pros. So welcome to the show, Ariana.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on here.
Well, we're so excited to have you. So can you start off by just sharing with our listeners where you live, just a little bit of background information, and then kind of what you currently do for a living?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I've lived here pretty much, was raised here a majority of my life. I went to school for nutrition with a focus in dietetics, and I currently work as a nutritionist for low-income pregnant women and families. So that's currently what I'm doing as of now.
And how long have you done that?
So I've been a nutritionist for about, I want to say, about a year and a half so far. I graduated in 2017. I worked as a wellness coach for a little bit at a corporate facility. And then from there, I started working as a nutritionist.
Awesome. Okay. So what was it that sparked your interest in the competition world? Because it sounds like you're very interested in nutrition and health.
Yes.
And wellness.
Yes, absolutely. So pretty much my whole entire life, I've always been pretty active. I cheerleaded throughout high school for a couple years. When I went to college is really when it kind of sparked my interest in kind of doing more in the whole competing life. I started to see a lot on Instagram, kind of like, what was this whole competition thing that I see all these girls doing? They look awesome. And it just kind of got me going and kind of researching a little bit more. Growing up, my mom has always been a really big influence as far as, you know, healthy eating and nutrition. So I kind of always have loved that. And she's kind of always shown the importance of how a well-balanced diet can help you. So I kind of put both of those hand in hand, especially when I started to work out a little bit more. I initially started out going to the gym, just pretty much just doing cardio all the time. I really didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to use any of those machines. They're kind of intimidating when you first, you know, see them. So I would just, you know, go on the elliptical, do like 2 or 3 miles and just kind of watch. I would literally just watch mainly the guys use like all the machines, the squat racks, see how they were doing it, because they were doing it well. And I really wanted to learn. And then I also, at nighttime, I would literally just go on YouTube and I would look at these exercises, figure out their names and kind of like how to perform them. And I just kind of started just taking notes myself. And then at that point I would go in the gym and just start, you know, performing these exercises, making my own little workouts, and just kind of pushing myself every single day to see if I started to notice the results, to see what kind of changes I was making. Because I knew at some point, you know, I did potentially want to compete, but it was a matter of, you know, I'm just getting started. I definitely want to create a physique that I know I could take to the stage, but I knew at that point, you know, I had a lot of growing to do. So it was just a matter of just seeing it and knowing that I wanted to do it, but telling myself that it was just a matter of time. But I could do it as long as I stuck with it pretty much consistently.
So when you were growing up, did you have any kind of like sports background, or it sounds like your mom instilled the value of nutrition, and were you active and things? Has this always been kind of like a passion to be active?
Yeah. So, I mean, for the most part, I've been pretty active here and there. And during like school, I played like soccer a couple of years. I did cheerleading, but it was never like, I didn't have like a one particular sport that I played. But it was just a matter of like, yeah, why not? Why not, you know, try and do soccer, because my friend asked me to try out with her. Or to do cheerleading just to, you know, have a little bit more to do after school. So it was kind of just doing little things here and there. But it wasn't really like I had my own sport that I did for the most part.
Okay. And so you are married. And yes. Can you tell us a little bit about how long you and your husband have been together and some of the role that he's played in influencing this lifestyle?
Yes, absolutely. So the funny thing is that we actually went to high school together, but we were a couple of years apart from each other as far as grade wise, and we didn't really communicate. It was more so after I graduated from college and he was back home that we kind of reconnected in a way. So we started talking as soon as I graduated from college and came back home. And from that point on, we started dating and we started realizing that obviously we had a ton of things in common. The main thing was working out, staying active. We both obviously, like I said, had a background of it. He's been involved in sports his whole life too. He played baseball. So just kind of having that activity to do, you know, when we're hanging out, we're like, you know, you want to go to the gym. I have a workout for us to do. So that's kind of how it all started and progressed for us. And then one day we just started talking about, you know, competing, and it actually hit me because I was like, you know, I've always wanted to compete. And he was like, yeah, I feel like I want to as well. And so it was a matter of just kind of pushing each other to finally do it at some point. He, I will say, got started before I did, and he was kind of just the first one to kind of dive in and find a coach and everything, an opposing coach. So he was on it more so than I was. But I think just having that in common with him kind of helped push me and motivate me to kind of do it as well. So I'm very, very grateful to kind of have that person that did kind of help support me and push me this whole entire way.
So what division does he compete in?
So for his first competition that he had in April, he did classic physique and he did bodybuilding. He decided he did not like classic physique, so he loved bodybuilding. But for him, he obviously right now he's in his off season or improvement season, and he's putting on a little bit more muscle. So obviously he's eating a little bit more, and he realizes that obviously he has to put on a little bit more to kind of come back and be more successful in bodybuilding. So that's his true passion.
So since you are a nutritionist and, you know, your focus was on dietetics in your undergrad, what is that like? What does that look like for nutrition in the home? Are you the one that's like, even before he made this decision, are you kind of the one that encourages healthy eating, or is he also very conscious about healthy eating as well?
So I think it's a matter of both of us. Thank goodness. I think I'm primarily the one that's more so about the healthy eating in our house. But I will say, thankfully for our coach that we have, he's also about healthy eating as well, which makes it even better for both of us. And I think that kind of helped change his mind a little bit too, without me being like, you should really eat this or you should really eat this. It's a lot better for you. So I think having his coach kind of, you know, reiterate that obviously whole foods are much better for you than, you know, eating Pop-Tarts sometimes after your workout or whatever the case is. But I would say over this past year, we've definitely gotten a lot better as far as mainly keeping healthier options in the house. Or cooking with healthier options. So I will have to say, even for myself, I think I've definitely improved too. But for the most part, it's both of us, which I'm very, very grateful for, because sometimes it's not always the case. Or sometimes it's kind of hard to not have like those little fun snacks in the house, or, you know, to have him have, you know, his occasional Pop-Tarts in the house too. So I will say that I think it is definitely both of us, which I'm very, very happy about. So,
yeah, I was going to say, I don't honestly know how you guys both prep at the same time. My husband and I, he's very a healthy eater and he supports my goals. And so, you know, we have healthy food all the time, but he just doesn't weigh things, and he supports me in the competition world. he has done a competition and I was in an improvement season, but I can't imagine being in prep at the same time. So with two hangry people at home,
yeah,
what does that look like? And how does that impact your relationship? Or does it make you stronger? Or is it like a struggle? Because I'm sure that there's other people out there that also prep with their significant other. And so I just wondered what the inside look on that would be.
Right. So that's a really good question. So before we decided that we wanted to both prep around the same time initially, we kind of explained to ourselves like, okay, we don't know how it's going to be. We don't know how we're going to feel, but let's just keep in mind that there's no hard feelings at the end of the day. I know that our moods will change, especially because, you know, already being together for a couple of years, we knew how each other, you know, how we reacted if we were hungry or certain things. So we were just like, let's just please not take each other seriously. At the end of the day, you know, we love each other so much and we have so many great things in our lives. There's not one thing that's kind of wrong between us right now. And if there is, we know that we're going to get through it. And we know it's just a matter of being on prep. So when we would have those days where, you know, we were just very irritable with each other, we would kind of just separate ourselves, you know, go in different rooms, or we would go on walks to get our steps in, just to kind of cool down and kind of, you know, give each other some space. And, you know, we would come back, you know, maybe like an hour or two later and just kind of talk a little bit. If we still felt like we were kind of irritable, we would just kind of leave each other alone. But we knew at the end of the day, there was no hard feelings. But just knowing when to give that person some space, I think, is the most important thing. Or, you know, I would go to the gym or he would go to the gym if we felt like we couldn't just be around each other at that point. And so I think that really, really helped in just kind of understanding that and maybe having that discussion beforehand, before starting out, because at least you know for sure that there's really nothing wrong. You know, it's just a matter of both being in those spaces that can be a little tough sometimes with anything. So focus on how you're going to handle it when it happens. Because I think that that's really what kind of helped us through it. And at the end of the day, I'm glad that we did that. We kind of prepared ourselves for it because we didn't know what to expect. There was some days where it was really hard and we were like, okay, what are we doing? Like, is something actually wrong with our relationship or is it just us being moody with each other? But thankfully we kind of got through it. So I think it's just a matter of talking about it beforehand and kind of finding those ways that, you know, you can kind of calm down, or ways that you can kind of deal with that stress in a different manner, such as, you know, going to the gym separately or just, you know, those walks and things like that, that can kind of help ease your mind. So I think that definitely helped us.
Yeah. And so for our listeners living the prep life, what are some ways that you kind of cultivate your relationship with each other when, you know, date night can be limited, obviously, when macros are sparse, and you can't necessarily maybe go out for a refeed meal or something like that. What are some creative things that you guys did while you were in prep to still spend quality time outside of the gym together?
Right. So one thing that we did a lot was we would just go on walks a lot. Sometimes we would listen to podcasts while we were walking if we felt like we just didn't really want to talk, but we were just kind of with each other. But we would go to this one little trail that was kind of near our house, and we would just take, like, I think it was about like 3 miles, and we would just take walks and just kind of talk about like our goals, talk about where we were, for him talking about his workouts and how hard he's pushing and things like that. And obviously for me as well. But we would just kind of focus on our end goals. Like, what is it that we're doing? What do we want to do? And just kind of reflecting on, you know, how far we've come, and just talking about the future, what we want. So I think just going on those walks and just kind of constantly reminding yourself, why you're doing this, what, especially for us, why we were both doing it at the same time. I think that definitely helped us. We would also, you know, watch a couple of movies here and there. Obviously, we couldn't enjoy any fun snacks or anything like that, but we would definitely watch Netflix for hours. That was another one of our things that we would do too. And just kind of, you know, being with each other, even though we may not have been talking the whole entire time because we were both so irritable. But it was just a matter of just kind of being with each other in the same room. You know, whether he's watching TV, whether he's on his phone, or, you know, I'm doing the same. It was just a matter of just being around each other, and doing things when we can, if we can enjoy food together, we can't have that date night or that meal time that we want to have. I think that definitely helped us.
So you had mentioned that he kind of got things started a little bit earlier than you. And so you both technically started prep in January of this year. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And so from there, what was your first goal? And can you kind of walk us through this year and what that's looked like in regards to what shows that you picked to do? Because you, I think, have had one of the fastest paths to a pro card that I've ever heard of. Really, I mean, so can you kind of share that with our listeners, that time?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So for my husband, he ended up finding our posing coach. We both have the same posing coach and diet and training coach. So he found Karen Roberts, who's our posing coach. And he went to her first and he started working with her as far as posing. Shortly after, I started going to her as well. He then found our diet and training coach, Cornelius Parkin with Decon, and he was working with him for a while. And so we both started in January for my original prep and his first prep too. The only difference was that I wasn't working with Cornelius at that time for my diet and training. I was just mainly working with my posing coach, and just kind of getting some food recommendations here and there from her. I kind of just had my own meal plan for the most part that I kind of created for myself, and she would just kind of give me some tips here and there. And so we were both prepping for a show in April, and that was in Raleigh, North Carolina, that we were both, you know, going to end up doing together. About 6 weeks out from that show, I just kind of felt like I wasn't ready. I felt like mentally I wasn't all there. And of course, it being my very first show, I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know if the feelings that I was having was normal or not. But I kind of, you know, tried to stick with it as much as I could. But every single day that I woke up, I felt like I wasn't doing it for myself. I felt like I was forcing myself through it. And at that point, you know, I know myself well enough to know that this wasn't right. That, you know, I feel like I have a pretty strong mindset, but when I felt like that, I was like, something's off. I don't feel like I'm doing this for me anymore. I feel like I'm kind of just forcing myself to do it just to say I did it. And that's not to say, you know, I hate that I didn't do it, but at the same time, I'm so happy that I ended up stopping 6 weeks out, because I felt like I wasn't going to fully put my 100% into it if I had stuck with it. I felt like it was going to be more so a matter of just getting through it just to say I did it. And to me, that doesn't make me feel okay. I can never just sit there and just kind of flow through something just because. So I ended up stopping 6 weeks out because I just knew that mentally I just couldn't do it. And I felt like there was going to be a time at some point, probably later this year, that I did want to redo it. I just didn't know when. And I was just going to give myself some time, some time to continue working out, kind of rethink about my plans and what I wanted to do. But I wasn't going to overthink it. I was just like, you know what? The time wasn't right. At this point, I'm just going to focus on JD, my husband, and kind of help him with his rest of his prep for his show, because obviously, if I'm not going to do it, I want him to do well. And at that point, too, I was kind of just like, maybe it'll be a little bit better for our house, too, so that at least one person isn't prepping anymore. I kind of helped him, you know, with everything else that he had to do 6 weeks out left from the show. And honestly, it was the best thing that I ever did. I look back at it now and I was like, you know what, even though I did stop 6 weeks out, I'm so happy that I did, because I knew I wasn't ready and I knew I may not have done well, or I may not have felt that great. And I'm so happy that I took that time off just to end up restarting prep a little bit later that year and feeling 100% about it. So we ended up doing his show in April, and he did really, really well. And so after that point, he knew at that point with bodybuilding that he had to end up having some time off to grow. Because obviously with bodybuilding, you know, these guys are massive. So obviously that's his end goal. So right now he's obviously working towards that. But after the show, he kept reminding me, he's like, Ariana, you know, you really, really need to start prep again. And I'm like, thank you. I know I will at some point. He's like, you know, you are going to do really well. I know you will. I'll do whatever I can to help support you because you did that for me during my prep during that last time. And I was like, yeah. I mean, you're right. I just don't feel ready yet. And he kept, you know, saying that to me over and over and over as the months would progress. And he wouldn't let me forget it at all. So one day I was just like, you know what? I do feel ready. After I had stopped, I didn't want to let myself go. So I kind of stayed with my diet and stayed with my training because I knew later this year that I would be ready again at some point. I just didn't know when. So it was about August that I realized, okay, I think I feel ready. I think this is the time. JD, my husband, he was so excited. He was like, okay, like go ahead and reach out to Cornelius. Let's go ahead and get things started. And so I'm like, okay, like let's do this. So I reached out to Cornelius, which was obviously JD's diet and training coach. He took me in and we started, the second that I pretty much reached out to him. From that point, as I started working with him, I stayed working with my posing coach and I saw her weekly. I stayed with my posing every single day, had weekly check-ins with obviously my diet and training coach as well. And I had ended up prepping for my first show with Cornelius for October 26th, which was the Mid-Atlantic in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so I ended up prepping for that show and he was like, you know, this is your first show. Obviously, I think you're going to do amazing. And I wasn't really expecting much from it. It was kind of just like, I'm so excited that I feel this great about my first show. And I'm actually almost there. So my first show comes around and I ended up doing True Novice because it was my first time on stage. I did Novice and I did Open. And so while the show was happening, I got first True Novice, first in Novice, and first in my class in Open. So obviously for the overall, we didn't really know what to expect because, you know, it is my first show. And I was just happy to be out there and just to have already won my classes that I had already had. And I had a couple people in between prejudging and finals tell me that you need to go to nationals. You need to, you really need to go. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, this is my very first show. I don't really know what to expect. They're like, no, like you really need to. So I brought it to my coach's attention before finals. And he's like, thankfully he's very honest. So he's like, you know what, let's not get too ahead of ourselves. If you win the overall, he's like, then we'll talk about it. And we'll see, obviously, you know, if you should go to nationals, he's like, but let's just see how you do here first. And I'm like, okay, like, I think that's a great idea. So finals rolls around and I ended up winning the overall. And I was speechless because I was like, I feel so happy. Number one, to have, you know, finished this prep and felt so good this whole entire time, but to end up winning the overall for my first show, it was absolutely amazing. It was something that I had dreamed of and something that I had always thought of, you know, they say the whole visualization thing. I literally would visualize winning every single day, you know, driving to work, prepping my meals, things like that. And to see it actually happen, I mean, it was the most incredible feeling ever. So from that day, I ended up, you know, enjoying the weekend a little bit. And I was like, you know what, you know, everybody was kind of mentioning nationals. I wasn't expecting to go to nationals at all. And I talked with my husband and he was like, I think we should just do it. I was like, I think you're right. Because if I don't do it, I feel like I'm going to regret it. I'm already at this point. It's 4 weeks away. Why don't I just stick with it? And he's like, absolutely. Like, we'll do whatever it takes. We'll just go. And after talking with my coach and he was like, as long as you're 100% in it, like, then let's do it. And I was like, I'm 100% in it. So we stayed with it. And we ended up, pretty much I stayed consistent with everything that I was doing. My diet changed a little bit here and there, just because we were 4 weeks away and I knew I needed to come in just a little bit tighter. So we made those changes as needed. And at that point we kind of added in some cardio too. Thankfully my whole entire prep initially, we didn't have any cardio. It was just more, step count focused, which was really, really awesome. Yeah. So, that definitely helped. And I think that helped, you know, these last 4 weeks, 'cause I was like, oh, four more weeks, like we've got this, let's do this. So I'm happy that at least towards the end is when, you know, the cardio started kicking in and everything too. So we ended up going to nationals and I was like, you know what? I'm even happy just to be here. I don't know what to expect. I'm like, because these girls look amazing. These girls have worked just as hard as I have, to get to this point. And this was my first time ever stepping on a national stage. So I was like, I don't really know what to expect. I'm in Miami, which I've never been to Miami before. So it was just all so new, but I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm just going to take it as it is, hope for the best, still stay with everything, and just stay focused. That was my thing. Sometimes when I feel like you're in a new environment, sometimes that can kind of get the best of you because, you know, you're anxious. You don't really know what to expect. You don't know what to do. So I just kind of told myself and just kept reminding myself, like, I've got this, just stay focused. This is why you're here. Don't let anything else pretty much get in your way. And that's exactly, you know, what we did. And obviously with nationals being a 2-day show with prejudging and finals, it was definitely long. But I thought it was awesome just kind of prepping for prejudging and then having to do it all again for finals. So yeah, it was really, really long just to kind of wait and see. But I felt like it was awesome, to even just be on stage with all of these girls. I mean, these girls looked amazing. And then to end up winning the overall, which was not something that I expected whatsoever. But I still think about it now and I felt like, and I still feel like it was just all a dream. But the one thing that I will say is just don't ever overthink anything. If you really, really want something, keep it on your mind, keep it in the back of your head and just constantly remind yourself of why you're doing something. I think that's what helped me get through this whole entire process and helped me get to the end, and just stay focused. I feel like sometimes it's hard or it's very easy to lose your focus in anything that you're doing too, especially when you get tired mentally and physically. But I literally just had to keep telling myself that I'm doing this for a reason and I want to do this. And I'm so, so grateful for the outcome that happened. So that's been my journey this past year.
That's absolutely incredible. So I want to kind of go back to when you were talking about the fact that you pulled yourself out of a prep 6 weeks out, because I think there's a lot of listeners that are probably getting ready for their first show. And I know from working with athletes that there's so much self-doubt. And, you know, it's so hard if you've never been that lean and you've never been in a position where you've competed to know if you're truly ready. So what in your mind kind of flipped the switch as far as, and I think maybe I know it, that it is partially because you were training yourself and then went from a coach. But can you kind of explain to our listeners how those two look differently and how it, you know, it's so beneficial basically to have a coach so that you know that you have an outside eye also kind of looking in. I don't know if I'm asking that question very well, but do you
know? Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so I think it was very hard, obviously, not having a coach. And I think that is partially the reason why I did stop. But I could just, even if I felt like I did have a coach, there was just something about it during that whole entire time that it was a self-doubt thing, but it was also just like, I don't feel healthy. I don't feel okay. And I feel like I know myself to know if I'm mentally okay or if I'm mentally not. But I would just notice myself, like, you know, we all get those cravings. We all want, you know, burgers and fries and ice cream and brownies and everything. But I noticed myself kind of giving in a little bit. And I was just like, why do I really want like a Snickers bar right now? And why did I just take a bite of one? I'm like, this isn't me. I'm like, I feel like I'm falling off of my goals right now. And I'm like, if I'm doing this easily, I know I'm not ready. I know I'm not ready enough to continue with this because I'm not giving myself 100%. I'm literally pushing myself backwards. So at that point, I just kind of knew it just didn't feel right. And because I had, you know, caved in and ate a couple of bites of things sometimes, I was just like, what am I doing? Like, this isn't helping me. This is not how I want my prep to continue. And I, like I said, I mentally just did not feel 100%. Not that you do during prep, because you don't, but I just didn't feel like I could give it my all. And I think just recognizing that definitely helped me. And it's different because when I started working with Cornelius, I not once even thought about that stuff. I think it also helps when you have a coach who really strongly believes in you and constantly reminds you, like, you look great. Even though we do have that self-doubt, you look awesome. You're right on track with everything. Keep with it. Stay with it. He would always be the one to be like, make sure you're with it. Make sure you're on it. And I think just having somebody on you 24/7, that can push you a little bit more. And I didn't have that before. So maybe that had something to do with it as well. For me personally, I have done so much better having a coach, just feeling like I'm being pushed a little bit more. And for anybody else listening to this too, so if you ever feel, you know, like you're just not 100% with it, that's okay. You know, it really sucked because that was my very first prep and I had so many goals in mind. But I ended up stopping. And yes, I was so upset and I was so sad with myself. Especially seeing my husband step on stage and knowing I could have done it that same exact day. It was very sad. But at the end of the day, I knew it was for the best. So if you do have that self-doubt sometimes, or maybe that feeling that you're not ready, it's okay to listen to that sometimes, because maybe you're not. Or maybe sometimes, you know, we all have those thoughts that do get in the way, you know, with any prep, but it's okay to take a step back sometimes and maybe say, okay, maybe I'm not ready at this point, but I know I will later. And I'm so happy that I did because it ended up working out for the better.
So did your nutrition change, that kind of helped with the cravings, or was it more just the fact that you had the focus of an outside person kind of managing your, with experience, managing what nutrition takes to step on the stage? Because I know that you have a background in that. So I'm just wondering, right, what kind of gave you more self-confidence in addition to his encouragement? Was there something about his style, or something that changed about your nutrition that really helped you feel more self-confidence?
Right. So, I would say, so my diet obviously was completely different from my first prep, and to working with Cornelius. So like I said, I was getting some tips here and there from my posing coach. And obviously I was making my changes here and there as well, but I just didn't feel like I really knew what I was doing. So I felt like I was eating a lot less and making changes that I don't think were beneficial to my body. And I think that's kind of what pushed me to that limit of just being like, I'm not doing this. So having somebody like Cornelius, who has been doing this and knows how to prep plenty of clients, and especially how to do it in a healthy way, I think that definitely helped me. So my diet was completely different from, you know, my first prep and with Cornelius. He knew, obviously, you know, when I would check in with him, if I was feeling a certain way, the changes to obviously make if we had to make any changes, or certain days where I would carb up, whereas I wasn't doing that before. So I think just kind of having somebody that knows what they're doing and knows how to prep somebody, as opposed to just me kind of just doing it on my own. I think that's obviously what helped a lot better.
Yeah. So is there anything that changed about your training? Because it sounds like your nutrition definitely did. What about your training did you implement to lead into that overall win at the Mid-Atlantic and then also Nationals?
So with my training, it wasn't anything special. I think it was just a matter of training more intensely. And my coach would always reiterate to me, like, make sure you're training very, very hard because you are in a deficit at this point. So what you're doing right now in the gym, it matters. And so I would be like, yeah, like, I know, like, I do need to train intensely. And then I'd have my husband in my ear telling me, no, you need to push harder, like harder, harder, harder. And so I'm like, okay. So I feel like I wasn't maybe training as intensely before I started working with Cornelius, but I think it's just a matter of just pushing yourself more, which sometimes it's hard to when you're by yourself in the gym, you know? So how hard are you actually pushing yourself when you're by yourself? But I think just, you know, having my husband tell me in the back of my head, or, you know, training with me and being like, no, you need to continue doing this. You have one or two more in you. And I'm just like, you know what? I think that's what kind of helped me and pushed me a little bit farther. It wasn't a matter of doing anything special because I really, my workouts were really nothing special. I mean, it was, you know, some supersets here and there, but it was all basic movements. It was just a matter of pushing myself more than what I really thought and what I thought I had in me. So I think that definitely helped as far as my training and, you know, the physiques that I was able to bring to both the Mid-Atlantic and Nationals.
Okay. Yeah. So as far as your height class, because I wanted to get kind of like, just so our listeners can kind of understand what height class you were in, what your height is, kind of like what your stage weight was as a pro versus, because you had mentioned that you had to tighten up from regional competition, which is very true. But if you don't mind kind of telling us how, you know, what tweaks occurred and then how tall you are and all that stuff.
Yeah. So, I'm 5'7". So at Nationals, I was in the G class, which was second to the last tallest class. So I think it went to H. But my stage weight for, the Mid-Atlantic, I think I was about 118. And I knew, I mean, I looked great. I thought I looked great, but you know, there's obviously differences between like a regional show and then going to Nationals. And even my coach was like, okay, so these last 4 weeks, I mean, you looked great on stage. He's like, but we're going against girls that really know what they're doing. So what we need to do, obviously be just a tiny bit tighter, which I realized, you know, looking back at pictures now, I'm like, yeah, like I'm glad we obviously got a little bit tighter because these girls came in looking amazing at Nationals and just training a little bit more intensely because I think he felt like I just needed just a little bit more muscle as far as like my shoulders, my glutes and things like that too. So I started training a little bit harder during that time frame, and that's whenever the cardio started to get kicked in as well. And I think my stage weight for Nationals was about 115, I think. So it was about a 3-pound difference, but I think it was just a matter of really pushing harder those last 4 weeks and just kind of, as far as, like I said, my shoulders, my glutes, trying to just, you know, tweak things here and there just to kind of give a little bit more pop in my physique. But yeah, that's pretty much that as far as the training and just kind of making those small little adjustments in that 4 week period. So it was definitely hard. It was definitely tiring, but it was worth it.
Okay. So can you share if you have, I don't know if at this point, because it's so fresh that you've received feedback or if your coach was watching and he's kind of has a game plan as far as what you're going to do for your pro debut. Because at the pro level, obviously there's no height classes and clearly you won the overall. So, A through H, you are the overall winner. did anyone say anything to you as in regards to what to work on as a pro, or any of that?
So not yet. I'm still waiting to get my feedback, which I'm super, super excited to get back, because I want to start working on that the second that I get that. But I'm still waiting on that. But as far as, you know, working towards my pro debut and everything too, it's just a matter of I know for sure that I probably just need a little bit more muscle. I mean, these girls are, their physiques are insane on the pro stage. So I think just kind of building on that a little bit too. Right now I'm just kind of reversing and just kind of slowly incorporating more food slowly. And as far as my coach, he, I think, is definitely just like, obviously, you know, your physique is great right now, but let's just slowly build on it. So that when it comes time, that you're going to pretty much be ready. And it's just a matter of, you know, leaning out again, and redoing this whole process. So that's kind of where we are as far as that.
Okay. Yeah. And if you had any advice for people in your same situation, from this year, you know, from the beginning of the year, never have done and doing a show, or, you know, deciding to do their first regional competition, what would you say to somebody, as advice if they're just getting started?
So always keep your goals in mind. You're never going to feel ready, but stick with it. That's really my best advice that I can give. It's a matter of how hard you push yourself. It's a matter of what you're doing day in and day out that is going to help you reach your goal. And just continue to remind yourself that, because it matters. If you really, really want something, you will do whatever it takes to do it, and to do it every single day to make sure you get there. So my biggest thing is never, never give up, ever. If you feel like you're not ready, that's okay. Don't beat yourself down for it. But maybe rethink your goals. Maybe think if there's a better way to approach something. But if you really want something, just go for it. Don't overthink it. Just do it. And I think, you know, staying on that and just maybe even writing it down, looking at it every single day. Like I said, we have those doubts sometimes. But if you constantly remind yourself of your goals, nothing will ever get in your way if you really want to do it.
And it sounds like you and your husband talk about goals a lot. Do you have a particular method? You said you write them down. Do you journal, or what do you do to put your goals in front of you and all that?
So we talk about our goals all the time. I think it's a matter of, you know, how often do you bring up your goals to yourself? I think that matters. So by us just talking about it, I mean, every single day we're talking about new things that we're doing or new approaches that we're doing in the gym, or where we want to be at this point. I think just kind of talking about it with somebody sometimes, whether that's, you know, your significant other or a family member, that definitely helps. Or for me, yeah. So I do write down my goals sometimes. I'm very type A when it comes to like organization and things like that. So for in my agenda that I have, I literally will write down, you know, certain things that I want to accomplish by a certain time frame. Or even, you know, most people, they write down their workouts and things like that too. So I'll do that, and just maybe write like little side notes of what I want to do at this point, or, you know, where I want to be at this point. So I think just kind of writing things down or just talking with somebody about what you want to do, I think that definitely helps as far as progressing forward.
So last question, I wanted to ask if you had advice for anyone that was thinking about doing a national show and they have the goal of their pro card in mind, and they have that written down. And what is some advice that you would give them?
Just do it. If you feel, obviously, you know, you get to that point where it's an option, and you have the opportunity to go. You know, my intentions going there was, obviously, you know, we, at the end of the day, we all want to get our pro cards. That's why we're going. But pretty much, if I didn't go, because I, you know, was rethinking to myself, like, I don't know if I should, like, am I ready for this? You know, these girls are ready when they go. If I would have overthought that, who knows what would have happened? You know, I may not have ever went ever. Then I never would have, you know, been in the place where I am now. But don't overthink anything. Just do it. Even if you don't place where you want, you learn something from it. You get that feedback and you continue to progress from that point. And you have that experience for next time if you don't get, you know, the placing that you want. But my biggest thing is just do it. Shoot for your goals, because if you don't end up taking that risk sometimes, it will never happen. And then you'll think about it later and you'll be like, I should have done it then. I was ready at that point. So just do it. Don't overthink things. And I know it's hard to, but just take that risk and hope for the best and learn from your experiences.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. I so appreciate it. And I know our listeners got so many valuable nuggets of information from you. And so if they were to want to find you on social media, where would they go about doing that?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so, so much for having me. This was awesome. So my social media, my Instagram is Ariana N Brothers. So you can find me there. And that's pretty much what I use for the most part, primarily. So,
awesome. Well, please let us know what you thought of this episode. You can find us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini. And we would so appreciate it if you were to give a rating or a review, as that helps other people find this podcast that are also interested in the sport of bodybuilding. We would love, love, love it if you could tag us in your story or let Ariana know what this meant to you by posting something in the comment section of our Instagram page. If you are interested in applying for coaching, you can find us at glamgirlbikini.com. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini signing off. Thanks for listening, guys.